It's going to spin magnets that are surrounded by wire that's conducting electricity. So as we spin the little magnet inside that electrically conductive wire, we're going to create electricity in the wires. And then that's going to become a self-repeating process, and we're going to continue to generate a magnetic field, continue to generate an electrical current, and it kind of goes in a self-perpetuating way. So we have a magnetic field, but what would happen if our core solidified? As soon as we lose that motion, as soon as the magnetic, electrically conductive material stops moving, that's when our magnetic field is going to fade away. And this is what scientists think might have happened in Mars, is because it doesn't have a very strong magnetic field at all, they think that its outer core may have already crystallized. Now, for our planet, that's going to take billions of years, so it's not really something we need to worry about for tomorrow. So, how does Earth's magnetic field reverse? This is kind of a tricky thing to do. When we think about the interior of the planet, one of the problems is that incredible heat. So as we have this incredible heat, that's making it hard for the magnetization of that iron to stay stable. But basically what we think happens, and again, this is just an inference because we haven't yet figured out how to dig our way all the way down to the core and take a look at it, see what's really going on down there. What we think happens when the magnetic field reverses is that the solid inner core is stable. It's got its polarity lined up. Let's say it's in a normal polarity orientation. It's stable. It's fine. Everything's great. But the outer core, because it's convecting, because it's moving, it's changing. And eventually, the direction of convection in the outer core changes. So, for example, instead of convecting in a sort of spiral pattern towards the North Pole, let's say it's now convecting in a spiral pattern towards the South Pole. If the outer core, which is also carrying its own magnetic field, if the outer core can maintain that new direction of convection long enough, it will provoke the inner core into flipping its orientation. And once you get both the inner core and the outer core going in the same direction, now you've flipped your whole field. Now, again, this is our inference based on how many different kinds of magnets work on a small scale here on the surface. But we don't know for sure exactly how this process occurs. These are just our inferences based on the data that we have. So we've talked about how the magnetic core can flip itself, how it goes through this reversal. But how do we know that that's what happens? Who came up with the idea that the magnetic field would ever reverse itself? It seems like kind of an odd idea to think of. The reason that people started to think about the idea that the magnetic field could reverse was because there were folks in the 1980s and 1990s who developed enormous computer programs that were designed to simulate the magnetic field being generated by the liquid outer core. One of the most famous ones is one that was developed by Glatzmeyer and Roberts. And what happened was they set their computer program to running. So it's simulating Earth's magnetic field. It's showing a normal polarity. And they just kind of let it run for a while and checked in on it every now and then and see what it was doing. And one day they came in and looked at it and the field had spontaneously flipped itself in the model. And so that was the first moment when geologists said, oh, maybe our magnetic field isn't always the same through time. It can change, and it can change in a big way. And so it was that computer model that gave us the idea that things were less certain than we like to think of them as. And as different scientists ran around and took rock samples and analyzed them in machines called magnetometers, they found rocks that were of reverse polarity and rocks that were of normal polarity. And that was more data showing that the Earth's magnetic field can spontaneously reverse itself. Those reversals are recorded in different rocks all over the world throughout time. This pattern of the field reversing actually helped to really demonstrate that plate tectonics does occur. So, if we think now about the interior of the planet, Now we know a little bit more than we did just an hour ago. So we know that there are parts of the mantle that are solid and parts that are partially liquid, and we know that because of earthquake waves. And we know now that there's a different type of convection that occurs in the outer core, and that convection is what's going to help generate our magnetic field. So just based on earthquake waves and how magnets behave, we've now figured out a better picture of what's going on inside the planet than we had just a little bit ago.
This ends Lecture 6.